Health. The Ministry of Health, MOH, through its representatives held a public participation in Uasin Gishu to gather views regarding introduction of new graphical warning images portrayed on cigarette packets to warn and inform the public of its side effects. Speaking during the event, a member of the Tobacco Control Board and representative of the Kenya Medical Association Dr. Leon Agoti said the graphic health warning on cigarette packets served to offer the consumers and potential consumers information on the harmful medically identified side effects. We have come up with new warnings as required by law to change them every 3 years. The Ministry of Health has developed these warnings, about 17 of them, and now what comes after that these warnings should be brought to the public so that we can collect feedback. Many stakeholders are involved as well, including manufacturers, retailers, distributors and consumers as well, he affirmed. Agoti added that in 2003, Kenya ratified the Framework Convention of Tobacco Control, FCTC, which led to the introduction of Tobacco Control Act of 2007 and regulations of 2014. Section 21 of this Control Act talks about graphic health warning to inform the public about the dangers of taking these drugs so that they make informed decisions. He added that the intention was to collect views across the country which would be presented to the relevant authorities so as to put out correct information. We have collected divergent views. Some people agree and some do not. Many of us are aware of the effects and some do not. However, public education on the Tobacco Control Act is something that we will continue to improve on, added Agoti. He noted that challenges do exist when it comes to implementation with regards to enforcement, as this is a public health issue and public education also requires resources so as to mobilize effectively. Agoti indicated that to achieve improvement, all stakeholders have been on board throughout the process, more so as it approaches World No Tobacco Day on May 31. Anne Kendigore, from MOH, Division of Drugs and Substance Use Prevention and Control, affirmed that they were training law enforcers across the 47 counties, in port entries and border posts. Noting that the government has a roadmap of the enforcement and surveillance throughout the country, she said that the ministry still faced a challenge with resources as it lacked enough staff to help with the work. In his remarks, Douglas Weru, a manufacturer from British American Tobacco, BAT, said the current Tobacco Control Act enacted in 2007 was not adequate because there are so many changes and newer products have come up. The law should be amended to be able to accommodate them. Additionally, advertisements of tobacco products are restricted by the law because of the health-related issues which come with its use, especially combustible cigarettes. BAT respects that and adheres to it fully to avoid unwelcome situations with the government, as an industry, affirmed Weru. He said that the technical teams should adhere to societal needs and convey true and correctness at all times, noting that some of the images used on tobacco products were factual and correlated with the risks associated with it, while some do not and ended up misleading the users. He further explained that tobacco products caused addiction and it was not easy to overcome it once users have grown up being used to it. However, he noted that banning tobacco may not solve the issue, since the users would end up looking for an alternative. The chairman bar, Hotels and Liquor Traders, BAHLITA, in Uasin Gishu County Holabladenyo noted that the government should introduce regulations like smoking zones for people to smoke, as this would ensure that smokers were in a convenient environment in order not affect others as passive smokers. Chief Executive Officer Consumer Information Network, CIN, Samuel Okieng commended the efforts by the Ministry of Health to show the graphical warning images to warn and inform the public on the effects of tobacco in the health of individuals. There are so many countries that have banned the use of nicotine and tobacco because of the dangers it poses to human health. I would therefore call upon the county government and public health officers to implement the Tobacco Control Act and Regulation of 2014 to the letter so that the individuals going against the regulations face the law, affirmed Okieng. Joel Gatali, Kenya Tobacco Control and Health Promotion Alliance, added that the Ministry of Health should come up with a braille system so that persons with disability, PWD, of blindness may be able to get the intended information.